And let them, the Rabbanon, is in respect to both, to Rosh Aloni and Oni Aloni. So according to Rabbi Lezer, so even Rosh Aloni can be Zeche, and according to Rabbanon, so even Oni Aloni can be Zeche. And I really don't see where the Bichalevi got it. So he mentions this Lashon of Rashi, because V'leim Ema, Da'afilu Mi'on Leon. So Rashi uses Lashon Da'afilu. But that, this Lashon of Afilu only says that according to the Rabbonon, that Loizoch Alei, so not only Mi'osha Leoni is not Zeche, but Imon Leon is not Zeche. But Rashi doesn't say anything here in respect to Rabbi Lezer. It could be that according to Rabbi Lezer, Rashi holds, that I'll leave it to Rabbi Lezer, so only Mi'oni Leoni, but Moshe Leoni not. The Afilu as relates to the Rabbonon. The Afilu Mi'oni Leoni am Rabbonon Lezochle. So he doesn't say on the other Rabbi, there is a Ksaz deal. The other way, like as the Rosh says in Shittes Rashi, because if Rashi Shittes had been, that the machlekes between Rav Lezer and Rabbonon is in regard to both Osher Leoni and the Oni Leoni, and Rav Lezer says that even Osher Leoni is Eche, and Rabbonon saying even Oni Leoni is not Eche, so then Rashi should say V'leim Emar Da'afilu Mi'oni Leon Le'namechil. Why does he emphasize V'leim Emar Da'afilu Mi'oni Leoni Am Rabbonon Le'Zochalei? So doesn't that imply that only the Rabbonon Da'afilu relates to the Rabbonon? In other words, the Rabbonon say Loizochalei not only by Osheloni, but even Onloni. Masha'in Kein Rabbi Lezer. So he says Zocho only by Onloni, but Osheloni not. All right, anyway. So there is a machlik of the Sheni. How to explain this Gemara of Rav Nachman. Now Rav Nachman and Rav Chisde, Teim. So what do they both say, Rav Nachman and Rav Chisde? Ta magbi amitzir l'chaveirei. Is loikon echaleire. My time I have a tevis of alchein, mokish chav v'achir, or achir, or achir, loikon. Teime, vishile mashile, oma, mili mayim v'nosa lechaveire. Det li gabe mei tzichut l'itchu. So the aloche is habeimo v'achir in tirag le'abayu. So if, now, somebody, if one is allowed to walk a certain distance, chutz l'ir, because he made an eire. Made an eire. He put, let's say, to the echale, 2,000 tamo, east of the limits of the city. So he kind of shvise that point. So he's allowed to walk 2,000 tamo from that point in all directions. That means in the eastern direction he would be able to walk 4,000 tamo. So if the Bible, let's say, is an account of his errand, he's allowed to walk in a certain direction, let's say in the eastern direction, 4,000 tamo, so nobody can take his behemoth or his kelim beyond that point. In other words, habemo v'akelim of a certain person, they are limited by the distance that the bialim could walk. And if the bialim is the maximum that the bialim could walk is 4,000 tamo in the eastern direction, so even somebody else who himself could walk farther, he could not take the kelim and the behemoth of this bialim farther than the point beyond which the bialim of the kelim could walk. That's our lot of habemoth v'akelim kirag l'abay. Habemoth v'akelim kirag l'abay. So the Gemara says, mili mayim nos l'chaveret, mili mayim nos l'chaveret, Rav Sheish is now, That has reference to the Be'er Shel Eilegelo. Be'er Shel Eilegelo. That was a certain Be'er that was used by those who were Eilele Rebel, so they used the water of that Be'er. So it's called Be'er Shel Eilegelo. So suppose, let's say, Ruvein was Mimale Mayu, he drew water from that Be'er. And then he gave it to Shimon. No, so Rashi explains it. It means that at the time when he drew the water from the Be'er, he had in mind to do it for Shimon. Mili mayim v'nosa l'chaveri, not that when he drew the water, he had in mind himself. And then later on, he decided to give it to Shimon. No, then if at the very outset, he drew the water just for himself, So then, that mind is limited by the raglay of the affluent. But even a time when Reuven drew water from the Beersheba Lagoon, so he had mind for Shimon, he draws water, he filled it up for Shimon, and he gave it to Shimon. So the question is, how far can this mind be carried, be taken? Can it be taken as far as Reuven can walk, or he can take it as far as Shimon can walk? Now let's say, suppose Reuven can only walk 2,000 tamos. He didn't make any error. So he can walk only 2,000 tamos. And let's say Shimon can walk 3,000 tamos. 3,000 tamos. Now, so the question is, suppose somebody else wants to take that mile. So can he carry it up to 3,000 tamos beyond the limits of the city, or up to 2,000 tamos? Is it limited by the distance that the mimale can walk, or it's limited, these mayim are limited by the distance that the one for whom it was nismale, Shimon, let's say, can walk? So there is a machlekes between Rav Sheshi and Lach. Rav Sheshi tomak ragla mimale. And if the mimale Reuven can only walk 2,000 tamos, he didn't make any error. So he can only walk 2,000 tamos, let's say, in a certain direction. So somebody else who could walk farther than 2,000 tamos, but he cannot carry the mind beyond that point. As far as it can be carried, as far as the one for whom it was nismale can walk. Umosi. So the maskon of the Gemara is, the magbia mitzir lechaveir etlik, imar sova kone, umar sova loikon. So in other words, there are two girses in the Gemara. One girse is that magbia mitzir lechaveir kone chaveir. Please. That's one guess. Elo hoche, b'magbi amitzi l'chaveire, ikon l'chaveire, ikon b'flege. Mar sova, kone o mar sova l'ikon. Then there's another girse. So Rashi says, the girse is, this girse, magbi amitzi l'chaveire, ikon l'chaveire, is not a good girl. But we have to be gerais. El hoche b'magbiya mitzir l'chaveri kom mifrige, mar sova kone o mar sova leiko. Now, so, the Rashi gora soso. Mar sova kone o mar sova leiko. V'lu gassino chaveri. Why aren't we gerais chaveri? Because if we would be gerais chaveri. Now, what does Rav Sheshi say? Kiragle, what does Rav Sheshi kiragle anumale? What does Rav Nachman say kiragle mishin ismale? If we'd be gerais. So then the pshat would be that Rav Nachman will say, that's why he says, if Reuven filled up the water, the pail with water, from the Be'er Ola Agelo, for Shimon, so Reuven is in Magbiya Mitzio, it's Pira Defkere. It's Pira Defkere that Be'er Ola Agelo. So Reuven, in effect, is in Magbiya Mitzio on behalf of Shimon. And it is konochaveire, so Shimon is gaining. So therefore it's limited by the distance that Shimon can walk. But then that will explain the memory of Rav Nachman very well. But then it will be in conflict with the Gemara here, because here the Gemara says Rav Nachman and Rav Chisde both say magbim tzil chaveire lo yikon echaveire. So the Neil Rashi is not gerais. The magbim tzil chaveire konochaveire konochaveire. But just magbim tzil chaveire. Kone, Marsova, Kone, Marsova, Lukon. We got Sino Haver. We could have suffered, we could have. So, in other words, Rashi says that both Rav Sheshi and Rav Nachman both agreed that my military Haver, Lukon Haver. El Rav Nachman, Sova, the Magdia Name, the Magdia Name, Lukon. Ukaki Shalok Haver, Menu, Kone, Minahev, Shemesh Hadalik, Avramag, Bialik, Bialikne. So too, both agree that Magbiya Mitzil Chaveir is Loikon Chaveir. So in this case, well, Reuven filled up the pail with water from the Beragelo. Beragelo, on behalf of Shimon, so it is considered that Shimon wasn't Cain. Shimon wasn't Cain. So Nachman holds, Reuven couldn't be Cain. Because after all, he didn't intend to be Zeichen in that water. He filled it up to accommodate Shimon, not himself. So Ruvei couldn't be Kainan because he had no kavonah to be Kainan. Shimon couldn't be Kainan because the halacha is Magbir Mitil Chaverei, he's like a Chaverei. So what happened to that water? The water remained after. But the remained after. Then he turned it over to Shimon. So Shimon was Eichem Nahefka. So Mele, it's limited by the Raglei, of Shimon. From that, so much being Amal Ahavi, Tashukir, Havir, Mene Konei, Mene Ahavka, Shum Shchal Olivis. Avad Bili, Bili. The Rav Sheish is Ova, he says, Ki Ragla Mimale, it's limited by the Raglaim of Ruvain, it can be taken as far as Ruvain can walk. He is Ova, the Konam Mimale, why? Now he also agrees that Mivitzil Havir, Lukan Havir, the Shimon wasn't Kane. So, since Shimon wasn't Kane, the Kim Lukan Havir, who Kone? After all, the Medikin and Medikin are good. So why doesn't Chav Nachman say like that? The answer is because he was mechavin to be Kainah for himself. He was mechavin to be Kainah for Shimon. And Shimon cannot be Kainah. So the male and neither one is Kainah. So it's Efka. So why does Rav Sheisha say that even though he was mechavin to be Kainah with Zeche for Shimon, but since Shimon cannot be Zeche, so Reuven is Zeche. How can Reuven be Zeche? He has no kavanah to be Zeche. He has no kavanah to be there. Now, so that's the kasha the Shimon commands. We kach, the thing of the Gilean Teisves, we sell it shame, we kach, pirish akuntres, I konne beloi kavone. Matoni. Beloi kon. So, mish mish rot alayim adi pluk te Rav Sheishes ve Rav Nachman hi bikach. Mish pirish misachas deit. So, in other words, Rav Sheishes holds that even though he had no kavone to be zeche, but since he had kavone to be zeche for Shimon, but since Shimon cannot be zeche, so mele hi zeche, without kavone. But Rav Nachman holds, without kavone, he cannot be zeche. But so then the Shimon Kubetz says the Kashe, you Koshe me od Omar Rav Yitzhak Di Vomes Perek Rav Gamliel Otsu Kirev Nechse Ager Uchsovu Shein Shalei. So he's going to call it Gimor in Vomes Perek Rav Gamliel. It's also Gimor in Bulbasra Chet Zabatim Daf Memal. So what the Gimor says in Bulbasra in Vomes Hoi Dev Nechse Ager Uchsovu Shein Shalei Loi Kone. Suppose someone is working in a sode that belongs to a girl Shemes Vein Liyoshin, that means in sode Shohefka. But he is absent-minded, and he doesn't know that it's a sode, that this sode heretofore belongs to a girl and who died, so Shohefka. He thinks that this is his own sode from before. He thinks this is his own sode. Had he known that this sode, is a sode of Hefker, so it's very likely that he would have made it that be at a time when he was there, you know, that's Chazoki, when you plow there, so that's Chazoki. So had he known that this sode is Hefker, he certainly would have had the intention of being Kainah through this Chazoki, through this work that he's doing on the sode. But he didn't have any kavanah to be Kainah the sode, because he didn't know that this sode was Efker. He thought he was laboring under the notion that this sode was his, but it wasn't his. So loikon. So what Allah is mentioned? That kiyan requires kavanah. A person could not be kainah something unless he is mischavan to be kainah. But if he's not mischavan to be kainah, he cannot be kainah. Now in this case, he thought it was his own. So Mele, while he was working on it, that is a chazoke. But he didn't have kavanah to be zeich in it. So Mele, he couldn't be zeich. He couldn't be zeich. And we couldn't say, but suppose he knew that this is Hefker, he certainly, he no probability, he would have had expressed his intention of acquiring it. So that doesn't matter. The fact is that he didn't have kavanah. What he would have acted, what he would have done, had he known, so that's like Yush, so it's not only Allah in Yush, so you see, It's a loch in das in Kovatei Kol. It's a loch in das in Kovatei. So the question is, how can Rav Sheishet say here that inasmuch as Shimon couldn't be Zeiche in that mind from the Be'agil, because Magbi Mitzil Chaveri is Loikon Chaveri, so Ruvin is Zeiche, but Ruvin didn't have Kavone to be Zeiche for himself. Ruvin had Kavone to be Zeiche for Shimon, and that is ineffective. So no one should be there. We should say like Rav Nachman. Why did Rav Sheishet say that even though Ruvin did not have Kavone to be Zeiche for himself, just to be Zeiche for Shimon, and but Shimon is not Kene, so maybe Ruvin is Kene. But that comes as a loche of Aedam Nesagia, so she shall come. So the Gilead said as follows. I mean, it's the Rosh also. We need a little Kashi Mide. The whole Eichad in Idea Hazeche, she who shall have Kia, who is Havel Lischkris, even is Eiche, the Misha Kivin Lischkris, the Zeich Lachme, after the Kivin Lischkris Lachme, the Lidome, the Eidea Benich Seagia, who has so much Shaloye, the Lord Kivin Lischkris. So in other words, the Gemore in Bolo Basre, that Memale, and the Gemore in Yvomet, of Oida Bichte Agia, of Somashe in Shalai Likone, so over there it's Oikone, because he had no Kavone at all. There was no Kavone, there was no Das, nothing. There was no Das Kene, and there was no Das to make the Maisaki. Now, if he thought that it was his son, so while he was plowing the land, so he certainly did not have kavone to plow the land, to make a king hazake. He didn't know that it is necessary for him to make a hazake. He thought it was his for a long time. So he had no das to make the maisakir. No das and kavone to make the maisakir. Nor did he have das to be king in the thing. So that's why he's working on it. Mashiach can hear when Ruvain drew water from the Biragelo, his kavone was to be Zeche, his das, his kavone, was to be Zeche for Shimon. For Shimon, not for himself. So there is das lacking on the Chaleisakim. Because his das was, at that time, his das, his kavone was, that the Kiyan should be Chal for Shimon, not for himself. But insofar as das and kavone and making the Maisakim is concerned, that we have. So in other words, so Rav Sheishet holds that all that is necessary is that there should be das and kavone to do the maisakin, even though there is no kavone to be kene. There is no das kene. There is no das or kavone, actual das or kavone to be kene. That is lacking, because das kene would mean das to acquire title to this to this mind. He didn't have the das and the kavone to acquire title to this mind, because his das and his kavone was to acquire title for Shimon. But he had das and he had kavone to make the Maisekin. So as long as there is das and kavone to make the Maisekin, it's enough. Even though there is no das king. There is no das king. That's Rav Sheishet. What does Rav Nachman say? Rav Nachman says that the das and kavone to make the Maisekin is not enough. There also has to be das king. Das king. So, and das king, there is lacking. There is lacking. Because at that time, at the time when he made the Agboye, so he didn't have the das to acquire title to the Mayim, even though he had das and kavone to realize the Maizekin and to make the Maizekin and the Agboye. But the Raskin, I mean, his kavone was not just to lift an object the way some person sometimes lifts an object. No, here, when he lifted the Mayim, when he was Magbiya the Mayim, so he had kavone and he had das to make a king and boy, but not on behalf of himself, on behalf of him. But there was das and kavone to make the mice a king. There was no das king. There was no das and kavone to be king in the mind for himself. But there was das and kavone to make the mice a king. So that's the machlokes between Rav Sheishet and Rav Nachman. Rav Sheishet holds that all that is necessary is das and kavone in the mice a king. Even though there is no das kene, so even though there is no das to be kene the chavetz, as long as he had das to make the maisekin, so it's not. Nachman holds no. It's not enough to have das, if I want to be a mighty king. There must be das king. He must have das. That to be zeche in the mind. And he didn't have das to be zeche in the mind. And then he gave it away to Shimon. And Shimon did have das to be zeche when Ruben gave it to Shimon. So anyway, Shimon becomes the owner. So it's limited by the Raglaim of Shimon. Raglaim of Shimon. Wir haben Tampirisch. Die Rotsum Rav Nachman meide die Kona Chaveir. Den Chavu Achir. Sie ist aber im Mai im Bibbe. So, an dies Rav Tam Steret, der ja auch schon gebetzt ist, also es ist die Kasche. Monefscher. If we are dealing with such a gigantic volume of water, that there is no water for everybody. So, and that's the reason And that's the reason as to why Rav Nachman says that when Reuven filled up the water, filled up the pail with water from the Beragelo, from the Ragelo, on behalf of Shimon, so Shimon is Kene, even though Rav Nachman says, why? Because it is Lachim HaKishalachir. So that's by an ordinary mitzvah. So let's say, if, let's say, Reuven picks it up on behalf of Shimon, so a Levi can't have it. So he deprives. So that's to the detriment of Levi. Because if Shimon wouldn't be Zeche, Levi could be Zeche. Now that Shimon is Zeche, so Levi cannot be Zeche. Mashiach can hear there is such a volume, such a gigantic volume of water. So true, Reuven filled up the water, drew water on behalf of Shimon, but there is enough water in the bay for Levi, for Yehuda, for everybody. So he's not Havlachir. He's not Havlachir. Now, is not Halvachir, so the Kubetz says the Kashi, so why is Rav Sheshes Chayet? So what Rav Sheshes holds, he is Halvachir, in other words, because if he hadn't drawn the water on behalf of Shimon, maybe the Levi would be able to draw a little more water than you now. So then the question is, so what is it? So why does Rav Nachman say that he's not Halvachir? What is it? The Achir is Mitzies, whether how much water people need, the Jews need, the Yehudim need. I mean, that doesn't make sense. Oh, the Rosh says that, Kash. The Ram Tam Pirech, the Rosh of Nachman made him from the Chavach here. Sheish habe mein Bebeyam. Because of the Purusha, he became my time to Rav Sheish. What is it? The Machlekes? Whether there is a detriment to others or not. Now, the Gemara says, that when Tessam Dalet, if ma'am, you have no son of Havere, Rav Nachman omak raglam is nismalore. Rav Sheish is omak raglam imale. Bimaiko miflige, ma'atsov abbirad efkeiru, ma'atsov abbirad ishutri. So in other words, the bear of Ili Bobel, that's the bear that those who were Ili Regal, and many Jews were Ili Regal from Bobel to Eretz Yisrael. So they used the water of that bear, the water of that bear. So, rotsum ne'ag, hasuim le'ivri drochim ben tzaderech, Yosub Neagil Lishtis Valis. Lishtis Valis. So, Rav Nachman Kash, Maulay Rav Shizam Kav Maul. Michael, Mr. Marso Abira Defkir. What does it mean, Marso Abira Defkir? Rav Sheish is all Abira Defkir. This Beer Shalil Agil, Shalil Bovel, has a din of Efkir. Ramagbim Sil Havere, we can have a little Messiah, and I must have you a Hibok Shalachir, a Magbiakon. Rav Nachman Sol Abira Dishutri. לא יפקירו בני הגירו, אלא נשנו לכל ישראל שיהיו שוטרים בי. וכשאומר זה לחבר למה לסם חלקי ולא בשלחוצי נעשה שלוחי, איזה מרמיצי. So the Gemara at first said that Rav Sheish is all his bira defkir. Now since his bira defkir, so it's hefkir.
So the Mele, when Reuven draws water on behalf of Shimon, so Reuven is an ordinary Magdi and Tzil Chaveir, and so it's Likon Chaveir, Likon Chaveir. So the Mele, Shimon is not Kate, so the Magdi is Kate. And Rav Nachman holds, no, it's not Bira de Kere, it's Bira de Shutri. So everyone has a Chelek in the water of the Beya. So the Mele, when Reuven has his Chelek, his portion, and Shimon is his portion. So when Reuven was Mimali on behalf of Shimon, so he became Shimon Shuyach, Ve'ize Magbi Amitzie, whatever it means, I mean, he's a Rabbi Rav Nachman. So in other words, the Gemara says that Rav Nachman holds, I mean, Pshat the Gemara is, it's not just, if they are shooting, so it's not just Shayach to say, Tim Bachim Machim Shachar Bachir. Tim Bachim Shachar Bachirin means when one person takes something that is at the expense of the other. But suppose you have two shutvim, and one, let's say, suppose there are two shutvim in a Beya Shomayim, and one draws water. Will we say that when he takes water, so it's at the expense of the other shutvim? It belongs to both of them. So each one, when he takes water, he takes his water. He doesn't take the other fellow's water. If it's biradef kere, so in other words, he has to be zeichere. So whatever, so that portion, that quantity of water that he draws, so he's Eichenet. So if he wasn't Eichenet, somebody else would have been Eichenet. So maybe it's Chav Achirim, it's an expense of the other. But if they are shooting, so whenever, so if, let's say, Reuven, it draws water, let's say a gallon of water from the Beir on behalf of Shimon, so he in effect draws the water that belongs to Shimon. So it's not Chavachir. So Maso Abira de Shutri. Eisu Rabbi Rav Nachman. How can Rav Nachman say that the Beir Shalil Bobel is a Ibira de Shutri? There is a mission in Dorim. Harein Yolecho Cheirem. Hamuda Roser. If Reuven says to Shimon, Harein Yolecho Cheirem, I should be Cheirem unto you. That means Shimon cannot have a noye from Reuven, Hamudot. Harei ato alei cheirem. Reuven says to Shimon, you should be a cheirem unto me. So that means that Reuven shouldn't be allowed to have an anoye from Shimon. So Hamudot. Harei no lecho vato lai shoshnim asur on the bazen. Umutori, suppose Reuven says, Harei no lecho vato lai. So neither one is allowed to have any benefit, to derive any benefit from the other. So mimele, umutori, but still, so one could argue that, let's say, if Reuven said to Shimon, I'm not allowed to, I should be a chinam unto you should be a chinam unto me. So neither one is allowed to derive any benefit from the other. So one could argue that neither Reuven nor Shimon should be allowed to partake of the water of the Elbon. Because everybody has an interest in that. So when he partakes of the bowl, the woman partakes of the water of the Rebobel, in effect, is deriving the benefit from Shimon's interest, because he's certainly deriving the benefit from the Beya, and Shimon has an interest in it. And the same way, Shimon shouldn't be allowed. So, the Mishnah tells us now, that there is Mutor Mishal Rebob, Vasuri Mishal Yisoya. Now the year, the city belongs to all the inhabited residents of the city. So in other words, the residents of the city are considered like shutvim. In all the buildings and in all the property of the city. So they are shutvim. So the Mele, if Reuven and Shimon, they both live in the same city, and if they were Esa, the Anoye, on each other, so then neither one is allowed to derive any benefit from all the buildings of the city. They were in Dvorim Shalei Lebov. But we're talking about Shalei Lebov. What is Shalei Lebov? Shalei Lebov, so we're in Shalei Lebov. Harabais, Halishkeis, Ve'azois, Ubeir Shalem Tzadach, Ve'iluhin Shalei Seir, Horicheiv, Ubeis Aknes, Ubeis Amer, Ubeis Amer. So in other words, so the halacha is, now, this is certainly true of Ubeis Aknes Shofor. Whether this is reference also to the Sakneses Shel Prochin, that's a question. I mean, it's not our English. But certainly in respect to Bisa Knesset Shel Kvorim. So Bisa Knesset Shel Kvorim, so to whom does the Bisa Knesset Shel Kvorim belong? I would say, a Bisa Knesset of a small city, not of a Krach. To whom it belongs only to the Jews of the city. So they are all Shutvi. And then, let's say, that house that is used by the residents of the city, so they are all the residents of the city are Shutvin in that bath house. So if Reuven and Shimon, they live in the same city, and they were neither annoying from each other, so the Mele, neither one is allowed to use the bath house of the Bisa Knesset, because he's deriving a benefit from the interest that the other one has. So Vasuk Mishlei Sei, Vilem Gron Shalei Lebov, Harabai Yisar Lishkid Vazot, Ubeir Shalem Tzad Derech, Ve'eilu Hei, Shalei Sei, Orchei Vubisa Knesset Bisa Merchet, Ve'am Rabi Rabi Shutri Hu Amayim Huter, Vat Nara Shutri Shenotu Rano Yuzem Yuzem Yuzem, Asurim Likonis Lechotzer. Asurim Likonis Lechotzer. And if you say, so how can you say that Rav Nachman holds, that it's Bire, that it's Bire Di Shutri Hu, the bear of the Eli Bogal is a Tzolem Tzaderech. So it's Bire Dishutve, if it's Bire Dishutve, so the Alochi is that Shutvi Shenogano is in Zeh, Asurum Konis Lechotzea, Lichizibeya. So here too, they should not be allowed to use this bear of Eli Bogal. And it says, the Mishneh Dorim says, they are allowed to use this bear of Eli Bogal. So then the Gemara comes to the conclusion of Kula Omer Bire Rav Kerev. Elohoche Magdim Tzuchadeh Komit Vege. Masova Kone U Masova Loikon. In other words, here the Mishneh, so the Mishneh Nidorim is Keleo, the Be'er Shebe'em Tzaderech, together with Harabayis Nazor. Now what's the status of Harabayis Nazor? We see that Harabayis Nazor is... So in other words, so what is the Gemara point out that it's not Bira Dishutve. That Rav Nachman couldn't hold that the Bira Shemem Tzaderech is Bira Dishutve. But what kind of a Bira is it? It's a Bira Defkir. But how do we deduce that it's a Bira Defkir? Because the Mishnah Nidorim equates the Bira Shemem Tzaderech with the Abayis and Azot, not with Bisa Knesset Shel Kvorim and Bisa Merchet. Now, so there is a fundamental distinction between the status of, let's say, Bisa Knesset Shel Kvorim. I'm mentioning Bisa Knesset Shel Kvorim because as far as Bisa Knesset Shel Kvorim, so its status is not so posh. But Bisa Knesset Shel Kvorim, so what kind of a status is it? It's Shutri, but something that belongs to Shutri and Bisa Merchet. So, but Be'er Shebe'em Tzaderech has the same status like Harabayis Nazor. Now, so Bisa Knesset Shel Kvorim, Bisa Merchet of the year, as the din of Shutri. There are Shutri. In other words, you can have two Shutri, you can have 100 Shutri, you can have 100, and the 1,000 Shutri, you can have 10,000 Shutri. What does Shutri mean? Shutri means that each Shutri has its own separate and independent interest. Whether Shutri means that each one has a half, two Shutri, each one has a half, or each one owns the whole, most Rishonim hold it by Shutri. I mean, the Ram and most Rishonim hold that by Shutves, let's say if you have two Shutrim, so each one has a half. If you have three Shutrim, each one has a third. It's mashma that the Ramban Shita, that's the Shita of most Rishonim, and the Ram and most Rishonim. It's mashma from the Ramban in Dorim that he is Chelek, that he holds that by Shutves, each one owns the whole. Until Echluke is made. So each one owns the whole. But even according to Ramban, certainly according to the Ram, that each one by two Shutrim, so each one owns a half an interest. Three Shutrim, each one owns a third interest. So certainly according to the Ram Shite, which is the Shita of Moshe Shemim, that so every Shutev owns his own separate and independent interest. What Reuven owns, Shimon doesn't own. What Shimon owns, Reuven doesn't own. But even according to the Ramban, that each one owns the whole, but it is separate. Each one owns the whole separately and independently of the other. It's not a joint ownership. It's an individual ownership. But whereas according to the Ram, so each one owns a half, a
according to Ramban, each one owns the whole. But whom owns the whole? That's his interest. So he owns it independently of Shimon. He is the sole bailiff of his whole. And Shimon is the sole bailiff of his whole. So even according to Ramban, it's separate interest. Separate ownership. Certainly according to Ram. Masheike, Ha'abayis Vazoretz, Ha'abayis Vazoretz, it's like Yerushalayim. Now the Gemara in Yume, Daf Yudveis, and the Gemara in Megillah, I think it's towards the end of Megillah, so says, Yerushalayim, Imaskirin Botim be Yerushalayim. Why? Because Yerushalayim l'nishchalko l'shvot, all about Israel was divided among the Shvatim and then the Shevet to the Potiav and so on and so forth. So in the rest of about Israel, in all about Israel, other than Yerushalayim, so every piece of land is subject to private ownership. So it's a private property of a certain Beisav. So every piece of land is owned by a certain Jew, whether in Shevet Naphtali or Shevet Osher or Shevet Yehuda, whatever it is. So there is three protests. Masha'in in Yerushalayim was going to Yisrael Kolishvot. So it wasn't subjected to a three protests. So, but Yerushalayim still belongs to Jews. Why does it belong to Jews? Because when all of our Israel was given by Hashem to the Avesta of Rom Avinu, so then Yerushalayim was included in that Tzchiyah. So the Oves was Zeichein all about Israel. Now, upon the death of the Oves, so he descended the Yerushe. To whom did he send the Yerushe? So he descended the Yerushe to the Jews, because the Jews are the descendants of the Oves. But he didn't descend the Yerushe the way you see a piece of land descends the Yerushe. You see, they are descended insofar as the Eretz Yisrael is concerned. Eretz Yisrael Mozeket V'Yadeinu Ma'aseinu. So even before the Chlukas Yerushua, before it was subjected, the land was subjected to Sriya Potter. So there was also Yerushua. So that Yerushua was not the Yerushua, the same kind of Yerushua as when, let's say, a father passes away, so and he has five sons, so each one of the sons gets his chayla. No, the Klal Yisrael inherited all of Eretz Yisrael from the earth. But then, that's the Sriya quotes. So then the Klal Yisrael is like one person. It's not true, see? The Klal Yisrael is like one person. And they inherited from the Ovos. Then all of Eretz Yisrael descended the Yerusha to the Klal Yisrael. But when Yeshua was Mechaleik Eretz Yisrael, so then the land was subjected to a Sriya Klal. So actually in Eretz Yisrael, there are two kinds of Sriya. There is a Sriya Klal and there is a Sriya. What? The Sriya Klolis relates to Eretz Yisrael's entirety. And who is the owner? Klal Yisrael. There is no Reuven, there is no Shimon. Klal Yisrael. It's like one person. And then there is the Sriya Potis, and the Sriya Potis relates to each particular piece of land. So that's the Sriya Potis, like any other private property. Like any private. Yerushalayim was not subjected when Yisrael Kol Yishvati, so it was not subjected to any Sriya Potis. So what is there? What do Jews have in Yerushalayim? The Sriya Klolis. So in Sriya Klolis, there is no such thing. Reuven has his own interest. Shimon has his own interest. Reuven as a Yochid has nothing. But Reuven as a member of Klal Yisrael, he owns it. So it's only Sriya. It's only Sriya Klolis. Now, so that's the Harabayis Alishkes Vazores. That's the same kind of Sriya. The same kind of Sriya like Yerushalayim. No, that's why the Gemara in Megillah and Yuma says he must kill him botim be Yerushalayim, because how can one have the authority to rent out a bayis land, real estate in Yerushalayim? It's not his. Of every Jew has the right to live in Yerushalayim because he's a member of Klal Yisrael, but it's not his in the sense of private property. So every Jew is entitled to live in Yerushalayim without it being granted out to him. and no one has any more rights than any other Jew. So it's not shayach to say to rent out. It's like renting out, I don't know, George Washington Bridge. I mean, it's not his to rent out. It's not his to rent out. So, Mimele, so now, the aloche of Arab, so the status of Arabai is alishkis va'azoi. So it's like Yerushalayim. There is only the Sriya Kolis. But there is no Sriya Kolis. Now, since the Mishneh, equates the Beir Shebeemtza Aderech with Arabayis Alishkis Vazoritz, and the Gemara mentions it's a raya that it's not Bira de Shutve, it's Bira de Fkere. So we could say to Pshati, we could say, and from certain Rishenim there is such a loss. In other words, it's not mamish the same, that Beir Shebeemtza Aderech is not mamish the same like Arabayis Alishkis Vazoritz. It has the same din ligabi mudra anoy. In other words, it has the common denominator that where just as the rabbis unishkes vazoris is not considered a domashol shutvet, so beir shebeemtza aderech is not considered a domashol shutvet either. But it could be that whereas the rabbis unishkes vazoris certainly is not hefker, rabbis unishkes vazoris is not hefker. What is that? It belongs to Klal Yisrael. There is no sri. So now it is not shutvet. So it belongs to Klal Yisrael. So Beir Shebeemtza Aderech is not Shutves either, but it's Hefker Mamesh. So they have the common denominator that they are not Shutves. It's not Shutves. So that's why the same thing applies to Mudra Anoy. But it does not necessarily mean that it's Mamesh the same. Harabais Lishkes Vazoreis. So that belongs to Klal Yisrael. How it belongs to Klal Yisrael? Because of Yerusha from the Ovetz. Like Botim B'Yerushalayim. Like Botim B'Yerushalayim. Masha'in came, the Be'er Shebeemtza Aderech. Be'er Shebeemtza Aderech. So the Rashi says in the Mishneh, Shalei Le'Borel, Ha'asui Le'Vedrochim Be'emtza Aderech, V'yosu B'nei Agelo Lishtis Ba'aleis. So it could be that this, which you made Hefke, was declared like ownerless property. So Memele, it has the same din, like Yerushalayim Vazores, Ligabi Mudra Amoy. But it could be that it's mamish the same. In other words, that this was declared. This was declared, that means there was a Takonis Chachomim, obviously. I mean, that it should be considered as the momain of Klal Yisrael. There is a Sriya Kolis. It belongs to Klal Yisrael. So, Harabayis belongs to Klal Yisrael because of Eretz Yisrael was declared in our table. So all of Eretz Yisrael belongs to Klal Yisrael. But in respect to all the other land of Eretz Yisrael, so in addition to the Sriya Kolis that is vested in Klal Yisrael, there is a Sriya Protis in respect to each piece of land, which is vested in a certain Jew. But here, the Beir Shebeemtza Aderech, so that has nothing to do with so there was a special takone. But what was the essence of takone? What were the Chachomim Misakim? That it should be Hefker, or that there should be Sriya Klolis vested in Klolis Rod? So, now, if we say so, we can explain it either way. Now, if we say that it's mamish the same, in other words, just as the Habayis, the Azores, so belongs to Klal Yisrael, there is Sriya Kolis, no Sriya Protis. So Beir Shebeemtza Aderech also belongs to Klal Yisrael. And this is the Pshat in Hefker. It's Hefker. It belongs to Klal Yisrael. In other words, since
belongs to Klal Yisrael, there is Sri Klovis, no Sri Proti. So Be'er Shebem Tzadderech also belongs to Klal Yisrael. And this is the Pshat in Hefkeret. It's Hefkeret. It belongs to Klal Yisrael. In other words, since it belongs, now let's say, how about Yerushalayim? It must kill him, but in Yerushalayim. So does that mean that no Jew is allowed to live there? I mean, what is it? He has to keep himself, every Jew has to keep himself aloft. Above the land of Yerushalayim. No, on the contrary, just because there is no Sriya Prati. But there is a Sriya Kolis. So every Jew has the schus to live in Yerushalayim because he has a chelik in the Sriya Kolis. Not as an individual. So he has the right to live there, to use Yerushalayim, not as an individual, but as a member of Kolis. So the same way, let's say, if the Takone was the Be'er Shebem Tzadderech, so Klal Yisrael has his three qualities, so the Mele, since they have his three qualities in the same way as every Jew is allowed to be Mishtamish at the bottom of Yerushalayim because of the three qualities, so every Jew is allowed to draw water from the Be'er, because it belongs to Klal Yisrael, so the Mele, every Jew, being a member of Klal Yisrael, is allowed to draw water, as much water as he needs, as much water as he needs. If we'll say that this is the pshat in Birad Efkere, that it's belongs to Klal Yisrael, there is Sriya Klovis, no Sriya Protis. So Be'er Shebem Tzadderech also belongs to Klal Yisrael. And this is the pshat in Hefkeret. It's Hefkeret. It belongs to Klal Yisrael. In other words, since it belongs, now let's say, how about Yerushalayim? It must kill him, but in Yerushalayim. So does that mean that no Jew is allowed to live there? I mean, what is it? He has to keep himself, every Jew has to keep himself aloft. Above the land of Yerushalayim. No, on the contrary, just because there is no Sriya Prati. But there is a Sriya Kolis. So every Jew has the schus to live in Yerushalayim because he has a chelik in the Sriya Kolis. Not as an individual. So he has the right to live there, to use Yerushalayim, not as an individual, but as a member of Kolis. So the same way, let's say, if the Takone was the Be'er Shebem Tzadderech, so Klal Yisrael has his three qualities, so the Mele, since they have his three qualities in the same way as every Jew is allowed to be Mishtami at the bottom of Yerushalayim because of the three qualities, so every Jew is allowed to draw water from the Be'er, because it belongs to Klal Yisrael, so the Mele, every Jew, being a member of Klal Yisrael, is allowed to draw water, as much water as he needs. As much water as he needs. If we'll say that this is the pshat in Birad Efkere, that it's mamish like Yerushalayim and the Azores, so then we can understand Rav Netam. Rav Netam Pirei Yishdorosom Rav Nachman Meide Likone Chaver Veinechad Lacherim Sheyishar B'mayim B'bei. In other words, when do we say, so of course, if the Mitzias had been that there is such a gigantic volume of water that no matter how much, let's say, Reuven will draw water for Shimon, he'll draw, let's say, 100 gallons of water for Shimon, so it will not affect the potential of any other Jew. Well, this isn't so, because, I mean, there is no inexhaustible supply of water in the Bay. There is no inexhaustible supply. So in other words, so to a certain extent, when you draw water for one, so you deprive the other. And the extent and the scope of the deprivation is not important. It's not important, let's say, in the case of an Arbiyam Yitzhak HaVeret. So we say we're going to have it because so would it make any difference whether the Mitzia is a Mitzia that has the worth of $10,000, of a diamond that has the worth of $10,000, or it's worth a Pruti? Does it make any difference? Does it make any difference? So here too, there is the element of deprivation.
The degree is not important. But when Tam says, Visova Rav Nachman likone chavere, I'm sorry, Tam says, Dhosam Rav Nachman beide likone chavere, the ene chav leachere, she nishar b'mayim b'beir, so he means, actually, nishar b'mayim b'beir, and in whom is it vested? All of the mayim, in whom is it vested? Before somebody draws water. Before somebody draws water. So title to that water is not vested in one person or the other. And it's not hefker. It's not hefker. It's vested in Kol Yisrael. But since title to the beir with all its mayim, in its entirety, is vested. He vested in Kol Yisrael, so that gives a schus for each Jew to draw as much water as he needs for his use. And then it will become his. Once he draws water, so it becomes his. The same thing is true of Yerushalayim. So every Jew is entitled to be mishtamish Yerushalayim, to live there. So the tashmishim that every Jew extracts from Yerushalayim, that's his. But on account of the fact that Yerushalayim, its entirety, is vested in Klal Yisrael as a unit, so maybe every Jew gets his chutz to extract the tashmishim from Yerushalayim that are needed by it. So here too. So Mimele, this is what he says. Here there is no element of deprivation. She is Habi Mayim Bibei. In other words, that's the Chalizbin of the Be'er Shebem Tzaderech. That Klal Yisrael owns it, and every member of Klal Yisrael should use as much as is necessary for him, provided, of course. That's why he says, she shall mind the bear. So no single Jew would ever like, let's say, you know, to draw out all the water. I mean, just to waste all the water. In other words, since title to the bear, Shebem Tzaderech is vested in Klal Yisrael as a unit, so that gives a schus to each individual Jew to use as much as is necessary, as is essential, but not more than is essential. And when each Jew will use just the quantity of water that is essential for him, so then all the Jews will be accommodated. So there is no element of chavla acherim here. There is no element of chavla acherim. So this is what Rav Nachman says. But Rav Sheshes holds, true, every Jew, it's not hefker mamish. But in reality, the net result of this sphere of Klal Yisrael is the net result is the same as if it had been hefker. So what is it? In hefker, so when a bear is a bear, shall hefker mamish, ownerless. So then that gives its chus to every person, Jew or not Jew, to be zeich in it. So here too, because of the sphere of Klal of Yisrael, so mele, everyone has its chus to acquire a certain quantity and have his chiyapotis. Once one draws water, then it will be his private property, that water. So the melee, and the quantity that is drawn out by one is deprived of the other. So the melee, it's also considered chavachir. But Rav Nachman says, no, it's not considered chavachir. Because here, since the Be'er Ben Tzaderech Al-Pidin belongs to Kol Yisrael, it belongs to Kol Yisrael, and for every Jew to draw it, that quantity of water that he needs, so the melee, it's not considered Chav L'Acher. It's only considered Chav L'Acherim when a person is Zeche from Hefka Mamesh. So then, he doesn't have any schusim. Does a person, when a person is Zeche from Hefka, so he's a child to say he has his schus to be Zeche from Hefka. It's not his schus to be Hefka, it's Hefka, so maybe he can be Zeche. It's not that he has a vested right to be Zeche from Hefka. You don't have to resort to any vested right. It's Hefka, so maybe he can be Zeche. There's the Chalizin of Hefka. Masha'ik in here, so it's his schus to be Zeche. Since it, Kol Yisrael, has his three qualities, so the Mele, that gives every individual Jew a schus to be zeichen for that quantity that is needed by him. So the Mele, it's not shayach to say chav l'acher. It's not shayach to say chav l'acher. This is what Rav Nachman says. But Rav Sheshes says, no. Veidin Rav Netam.
die Schabe der Zinnen und Chaver, wie Sommer auf Nachmen, Likone Chaver. Kioch, wie gamme mit Mali Likone, und kach kischen Osten Likonom, wie habe ich ihr Aglo. So den Rabben Tam ist ein Adelosch. That we are Geiris, we can be Geiris. We can be Geiris. Magbir mit Zinnen Chaver, Likone Chaver, plik. Marsova magbir mit Zinnen Chaver, Likone Chaver, Marsova, magbir mit Zinnen Chaver, Likone Chaver. So that, but not that Rav Nachman is the one who says Kono, and Rav Sheshes is the one who says Loi Kono. No, just the other way around. Rav Nachman is the one who says Loi Kono Chaver. That's another pshat in Rav Nachman. That's not in line with the first portion of Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman, because according to Rashi and all that Rishayim, so they explain that Rav Nachman is the one who says Kono. And Rav Sheshes is the one who says Loi Kono. So he says, no, Shabbat has in a chaver. Vissom Rav Nachman lo ikon a chaver. Ki och. Oh, so then, so if Rav Nachman holds lo ikon a chaver, so Reuven was mimalid on behalf of Shimon, and Shimon is not kene, so why is it limited by the raglayim of Shimon? So it should be limited by the raglayim of Reuven? So Vissom Rav Nachman lo ikon a chaver. Ki och. Vigam mimalid ikon. And the Reuven is not kene either. Why is the mimalid kene? Because Shimon is not kene because Magbir Mitzil Chaver lo ikon a chaver. Reuven is not Kenan because he was mischavei for Shimon, not for himself. So neither one is Kenan. So at the moment when the dark boy is made, so neither one is Kenan. So it's like Hefka. So it remained Hefka. Ukach kishenos nolom konom v'have kirago. V'have kirago. So that's why, so since it remained Hefka, after the drawing of the water, it still remained Hefka. So, and then Reuven gave it to Shimon, and when it was given to Shimon, so then Shimon made a new Akinyan, Akboy. So then Shimon escaped. Also, what's this? So we understand very well the Svore of Rav Nachman. What's the Svore of Rav Sheshes? So in Rav Sheshes Svore, there is a Chiddush. Rav Sheshes Ovar, Kone Chaver. Mitam Migah Bizoch Lenavsh. And Rav Sheshes holds on the counter. That Kone Chaver. So, when Reuven was Mimaleid, the Beir was Mimali the Mayim from the Beir, so then Shimon was Cain. Now, but then you ask, if Shimon was Cain, so then it should be limited by the Raglayim of Shimon, not by the Raglayim of Reuven. So the answer is, why does Rav Sheshes say Kone Chaver? Because Migadi Boye Zochle Nafshe, so he Zoche. Migadi Boye Zochle Nafshe, Zochle Chav. Mitam Migadi Zochle Nafshe, Chivim Dui Kone Chaver, Mitam Migadi Zochle Nafshe. Wie habe ich so ein Abschied, ja, wie Keraglov. Da hast du den Namen, die so ein Chavr, habe ich Keraglov. Wo ich dort in den Trumim, wo habe ich so ein Abschied. So ist es special Aloche, in Trumim. In Trumim, because, in other words, since the whole effectiveness of the Sri of Shimon is based upon the fact that Reuven, if he wanted, he could be Zeche. And suppose Reuven would be Zeche for himself. So it would be limited Ligabi Trumim by the Raglaim of Reuven. So even when Shimon is Eche, it's also limited by the Raglaim of Reuven. All right. Tevid v'alcheir v'mokim shechav v'alcheir v'mloi konim. Mashe pirsh rashim shlosh shliach, ein niret, v'ferik ha-keisif mashma, gabi uv de diema v'achoshe, di tevid v'alcheir v'mokim shechav v'alcheir v'mloi konim. Afilos shliach. Now I mentioned last time, different terutzim. I mean, I mentioned three terutzim. The Ktseis Teretz, which is just a no longer, just digduk. I mean, the Pneshe in Rashi has the connotation of Leile, not of Mal. And then the Shach Teret, that Rashi has reference to a Shliach who is paid. So then, Yibitiras Peah. And then the Nisivis Teret. The Nisivis Teret is based upon a lot of longness. So in other words, it's a lot of longness. There are other Terutzim also. There are two Terutzim by the Bisa Levi, in Chelek Gimel, Simen and Dalet. If you want, you can look it up. I mean that what the Bisa Levi says is not in line with a certain of height. I mean, what the Bisa Levi says. What is this? And I mean, that doesn't matter. I mean, but it seems that what Rav Chaim says is, I mean, is true. I mean, couldn't say any other way. Here, Rabbi Salevis, in short, Rabbi Salevis' Teretz is as follows. One of the Terutzim of Rabbi Salevis. He says as follows, that why does Rashi say
Why does Rashi say that if he made a shliach, so tefes b'achim machishchav l'achir miskon? How does he know that? Apart from the kashis, but it has to be mokir. So, according to Rav Nachman, Rashi says it a little bit Rav Nachman. According to Rav Nachman, there is a hechrach to say it. Why? Because Rav Nachman says that Rav Nachman says magbi amitzir l'chaveri, loikon chaveri. Why loikon chaveri? Because tefes b'achim machishchav l'achirim is loikon. Is Likone and Mitzie, according to Rav Nachman, is also David Machim of Shabbat, according to Rav Nachman. Even though we could distinguish, because after all, by David Machim, so he's really Chavlachim, because this moment is Mishubet to the other Machim, so he deprived the other Machim. But, so he had the other Machim with a Shibud on it, so he deprives me, he causes loss to, he causes hefset to the other Machim. Mashenki by Mitzie, Does every person have any schus in the mitzvah? There is a mitzvah in the street. So now Reuven picks it up on behalf of Shimon. So he deprives Levi. Does Levi have any schus in picking up? I mean, is it Mishubet Levi? He has an opportunity. He has an opportunity to gain something. But he has no schus in, he has no vested interest. Gabi, Tim is about Chayiv. So if Reuven owes $100 to Shimon, he owes $100. He owes $100 to Levi. And then Yehuda grabs a certain chattel on behalf of Shimon. So, and Levi also had a vested interest in this chattel. So, Memele, he's Chavlachirim. But here, Bamitzie, what kind of a vested interest? Every human being in the world has a vested interest in every Mitzie. He has an opportunity to grab it. So one person was Echad Mitzie for another person. So, he's not Chavlachirim. So the Ramban says that this is the reason as to why Rabbi Yechanan holds Magbir Mitzil Chaveri Kon Chaveri. So Teisa says because he Migdi Boi Zochel Nafshi Zochel Chavre. The Ramban says no, not because Migdi Boi Zochel Nafshi Zochel Chavre, because we don't have to resort to Boi Zochel Nafshi Zochel Chavre. The reason is why Rabbi Yechanan says Magbir Mitzil Chaveri Kon Chaveri, even though Teves Machim Machshav Chavachirim is Loikone, the answer is that's by Chayv. So it's Chavachirim. Because he deprives the other Balchayv of invested interest. Masha'i can hear by Mitzir, he doesn't deprive the other people of an invested interest. He just deprives them of an opportunity to make a gain. So that's not Chavlachayv. But Rav Nachman, he certainly holds that even when you don't deprive of invested interest, so it's also Chavlachayv. It's also Chavlachayv. So according to Rav Nachman, there is a certain difficulty. We encounter a difficulty according to Rav Nachman. He holds that Mitzia is also called Chavlachirim. That Mitzia is called Chavlachirim. So the question is, how can a Chotzer be Zeichei Mitzia? It's a double portion that one can be acquired, that one can acquire Mitzia. Through a Chotzer, Kamo Mishnes, just in Bob Mitzia. That if a mitzvah falls into somebody's chotzer, so the bala chotzer is kene. Now, chotzer, there is a machlekes gemara chotzer mishum yad yisraboye or mishum shlichas yisraboye. The maskona of the gemara is further that mishum yad yisraboye will go on mishlichas. But the question is there are many rishonim who say so the question is now. So when the chotzer is kene, now the halacha is that get can only that the nisha can be kene a get only if she is married with tzadei, with tzadchatzir. Why? Because by get chotzer can only be effective with tzadiyad, not with tzadshulches. In holding all the melo before. So memele chotzer by get can be effective only with tzadiyad. If it has to be effective with tzadiyad, so it has to be dumya diyod. So when is it Dumya the Yod, or if it's Emir Satadeo? If it's not Emir Satadeo, then it's not Dumya the Yod. Mashenki b'matone, so even if the Chotzer is not Mishtamer, and even if it's not Emir Satadeo, so it still can be Kain. Why? Ligor Mishlich. How about Mitzie? So Mitzie, if it is in Mishtamer, and it's not Emir Satadeo, say Nachname, it cannot be Kain. But if it is Mishtamer, so even though it's not Emir Satadeo, so he still can be Kain.
There is machleket rishayim. Why can it be kene? When the chotzer is a chotzer amishtamer, but not imi b'satzedeo. Why can it be kene mitzie? So by get, even though the chotzer is amishtameres, so she is not imi b'satzedeo, so it cannot be kene the get. Why? Because by get, the chotzer can only be affected inside yad, and if it's not imi b'satzedeo, it's not dumi b'yot. So even though the chotzer is a chotzer amishtamer, it's still not dumi b'yot. It's still not dumi b'yot. So even if it's not mishtamer and not in mishtamer, so he can be kene. Why? Because we go on mishlichet. How about mitzie? Mitzie, so the Gemara says, is an intermediary stage. In other words, it's not completely like get, and it's not completely like matone. It's in between. By matone, so even if it's not mishtamer and not in mishtamer, so it's kene. By get, even if it's mishtamer, but if it's not in mishtamer, she's not kene. Mitzie, it depends. If it is mishtameir, then if it's a chota mishtameir, then it can be, the barachota can be kene mitzie, even if it's not in mitzatzedeo. But if it's not mishtameir, then the barachota can be kene mitzie, only if it's in mitzatzedeo. So if it's in mitzatzedeo, then it's yad, it's dimi diyoto. But suppose it's mishtameir, so the barachota can be kene, even though the barachota is not in mitzatzedeo. So the Ram says, by mitzie, so if it's mishtameir, so then it's yad arich. That's why the Ram has to say that, because of the Ram Shite of Shluchas of Alamomim. So Meile by Mitzie there couldn't be any Shluchas, because there is no Shluchas of Alamomim by Mitzie. So Mitzie, Chota could become only Mitzad Yad. So the question arises, so how can a Chota Mishtama become even though it's not in Mitzad Tadeo, it's not Dumi the Yodo? So he says, since it's the derech of people to keep, to store in the Chotzer, HaMishtama, Mitzie, so Meile, Ligabi Mitzie, even though it's not in Mitzad Tadeo, It's considered yad. What the pshat in the Ran? The pshat in the Ran is as follows. Because actually yad, what does yad mean? Yad means rishus. When you say chotza mitam yad is raboy, what does it mean? I mean the chotza, the yad is like the hem. Chotza is not a hem. It means, because yad doesn't mean hem. Yad means domain, the rishus of the person. So yad by definition doesn't mean hand. Yad by definition means a person's domain. Now the goof of the person is certainly his domain, but not only the goof of the person is the domain of the person, but even the property of the person, the chotzer, is also the domain of the person. He's also the domain of the person. So mimele, the Ran holds, says as follows. If, let's say, if it is a chotzer amishtameir, so it's the derech of people to keep everything in the chotzer amishtameir, so we don't have to resort to any psukim, to any din of yad. Maybe it's yad. What is yad? Yad means rishus. And if I have a yad, and the yad is guarded, it's amishtameir, and so it's also my yad, it's also my rishus. Masha'in came if it's not amishtameir. Mashinkin, if it's not mishtam, so then it's not mamish my rishus, because the domain of a person, the rishus of a person, is mishtameir. If it's like hefker, it's not mishtameir. It's exposed to all kinds of trespassers and so on and so forth. So then it's not my domain. It's bimtzias, not my domain. Something can be considered my domain, my rishus, if it's guarded. So that's my domain. But if it's exposed to all kinds of perils, to all kinds of trespassers, so then it's not my domain in Tzir. But there is a aloha, there is a gzeras hakosuf, that it has a din of yad. Even though in Tzir it's not my rishus, but it has a din of yad. So in order to have a din of yad, when in Tzir it is not yad, so it must be dum yad. So when is it dum yad? If it's emi satzedeo. If it's not emi satzedeo, so it's not, it doesn't have a din of yad. And if it's, and b'mtzias, it's not his rishus. Masha'inkin, if it's a chotzer amishtameir, ligabe mitzias, since it's a derech of people to store all the precious things in the chotzer amishtameir. So maybe it's mamish his rishus. What does yad mean? Yad means rishus, his domain. It's mamish his domain. We don't have to resort to psukim, we don't, to dinim of yad. But if it's not mishtameir, so it's not mamish my domain, what kind of a domain is it? What kind of domain is that? If it's exposed to all kinds of perils and to all elements of nature and to all trespassers, so it's not my domain in Bimtzias. But
There is a halacha that if it's dumya the yodo, it has a din of yam. So it has to be dumya the yodo. If it's not in Satsadeo, it's not dumya the yodo. It's not dumya the yodo. Mashein kein, if it is. Mashein kein, if it is mishtamer. So then, it's mamish yam, it's mamish is rishus. So it doesn't have to be dumya the yodo if it's mamish is rishus. So maybe even if it's not in Satsadeo. But get, he says, a woman is not disposed to store the get in her chotzer, in her chotzer ha-mishtameh, because she doesn't like the get. So maybe we got the get, so a chotzer is not considered as a maid. We got the mitzvah, this is something that a person likes. And he's always disposed to keep it there, the mitzvah in a chotzer ha-mishtameh. So a chotzer ha-mishtameh, without any psukim, without any zirzakotu, without any din of yad, it's yad mamesh. In the same way as my hand is my yad. Why is my hand my rishus? Because it is my rishus. So my chotra mishtamir in respect to mitzias is also my rishus. So he doesn't have to have a din of yad. So maybe he doesn't have to be dumi the yodom. Anyway, so that's the ranch. But most rishayim hold that the reason as to why chotzer ha-mishtamer is kenei mitzie, even if the bar chotzer is not in Satsadehu, is because of the aloha of ligor ha-mishlechetz. So then you have, so when can we say ligor ha-mishlechetz if it's mishtamer? But if it's not mishtamer, then we cannot say ligor ha-mishlechetz. So then you ask, so if it's not mishtamer, we cannot say ligor ha-mishlechetz, so even matone shouldn't be kenei, if it's not mishtamer, and it's not in Satsadehu. So the answer is, many rishayim say, by matone, since there is a das acheres makne in some, so even if it's not mishtamer, in general it's not mishtamer, but if the neisei puts it in, so it is mishtamer. So it's mishtamer li das a neisei. Mashenki ba mitzir, where there is no neisei, so if there is no, if it's not mishtamer, then we cannot apply the aloche of goa mishlich. Mashenki, if it is mishtamer, so the reason as to why it is kene, even though it's not emis atzadeyo, is because of ligor ha-mishlech. So that's most rishayim. But the Ran, he holds that by mitzia there couldn't be any shliches because of shlichus shel olam hamei. So memele he has to resort to this lomdes of yad arich. But most rishayim achilik on the Ran, and most rishayim hold that the reason as to why chotzer ha-mishtameir is kene emitzia for the bala chotzer, even though the Baal HaChotzer is not in Satsadehu, is because of Shlichus. So the question arises, how can a Chotzer HaMishtamer became the initiator for the Baal HaChotzer? Because of Shlichus, upon the most Rishayim, it's because of Shlichus. But there is a halacha of Tefes Lubalchei v'mokim shechav l'acher. So we have to say, so Rashi was forced to say, that Alibi de Rav Nachman, since Rav Nachman said that by via mitzvah chaveinrei, so there is the din of tefes malchim walking shechav la'achirim. So the question arises: Heich motzor Rav Nachman yodav ragu v'samedresh? How can Rav Nachman explain this whole aloche that the mitzvah is that chotzer is kenei in a chotzer amishtamer is kenei mitzvah for the bala chotzer, even though the bala chotzer is not in the chotzer? And according to most rishonim, it is not shlichet. So how is the kene? Is David Malchim Mokim Shechav L'Achere? The answer is because of that. Because he's kene mitzat shliche, so it's like also shliach. When do we say David Malchim Mokim Shechav L'Achere? Is loy kone or loy osa shliach? Masha'in ki b'chotzer, since a chotzer ha-mishtamer is kene mitzat shliche, so it's also shliach. Shliach can be kene even though he's chav l'achere. So when do we say magbir mitzil chaver lo ikon chaver rei? Well, it's loy osa shliach. But chotzer is always osa shliach because mitzia is a schus, so it's ligor mishliches. So the chotzer is always osa shliach. Is always the shliach of the bala chotzer. So that hechrach is only to alibe de Rav Nachman. Alibe Rav Nachman, who says that magbir mitzil chaver is loy ikon chaver. Why? Because David Machilok Shel Chalachet. So he holds that Mitzia is also considered Chalachet. So then the question arises, how can a Mitzia be Kene for the Bala Chotzer?
How can we see it became the Balchotza? It stays the Balchayvi Mokim Shechav. It stays the Balchayvi Mokim Shechav Lachir. It's the Balchayvi Mokim Shechav Lachir. So then we have to say, the reason is why Mitzia can begin with Al-Khotzea, even though it's Chavachirim, because Mitzia is a schus, so it will go on Mishliches. And when someone is a Shliach, then he can be Teifeis, even though it's Chavachirim. So Chotzer is always a Shliach of the Baal Chotzer. So that's why the Chotzer can be Teifeis, for the Baal Chotzer, even though it's Chavachirim. But if we are not going to establish this proposition, that where the Teifeis is a Shliach, then he can be Teifeis. Even though it's Chavachirim, so then we can't explain the whole aloche that the Chotzer HaMishtamer is Kene. The Chotzer HaMishtamer is Kene. So I'll leave it to Rav Nachman, who applies the concept of Tevi Balchim of Shachirim to Mitzie, we are compelled to say that this aloche of Tevi Balchim of Shachavachirim is Leikone, applies only to a case of Shchiyah where there is no Shlichet. But it doesn't apply to a Shchiyah that is based upon Shlichet. And that's the reason as to why a chotzer can be zeiche for the balach chotzer, even though he's chavachir. And according to Rav Nachman, every mitzvah is chavachir. Masheikin according to Rabbi Yochanan, as the Ramban says, that the reason as to why Rabbi Yochanan says magbir mitzvah chaveri kon chaveri is not the stasis says because of migad boi zochel nafsh zochel chaveri, but the reason is because Rabbi Yochanan holds mitzvah is not even a matter of chavachir. There is no one person, there is no person who has a vested interest in the Mitzvah. Only by Chayv, so the other Bal Chayv has a Shibud on the Chosim, he has a vested interest. Masha'inke Mitzvah, he has no vested interest. All the other people, they only have an opportunity, they have opportunity to gain something, but they have no vested interest, so it's not Chav Lachere. So there is no Kashe for Mitzvah. How can a chotzer be zeiche in a mitzvah for the baal chotzer? It's chav l'acherim. No, by mitzvah, according to Rabbi Yochanan, by mitzvah is not a matter of chav l'acherim. So maybe there is no hechach to this din. So since there is no hechach to this din, so according to Rabbi Yochanan, the halacha of tevis malchim is chav l'acherim, lo ikone, would apply even where Rosh Hashanah. I mean, it's difficult because this Bisalevi is based upon the premise that if we say chotzer mishlichet is raboy only gorem mishlichet, so it means that the chotzer makes his chi. I mean, that doesn't make sense. How the chotzer is a gavre, is a person who makes his chi. So we have to say, as Reb Chaim says, that even if we say chotzer mishlichet is raboy only gorem mishlichet, so the chi is again mitzad yad. But if it is dum yodo, then it becomes the yad directly, not through the medium of shlichet. But if it's not the medium, then through the medium of Shliches, the Chotzer becomes the Yad. But how is the Kiyan? The Kiyan is always. The Kiyan is always through Yad. So maybe we cannot say this, Bisalevi. Apparently, Bisalevi assumed that if we say Chotzer Mishlichet Saboy, so that means it's the regular Shliches. I mean, but that doesn't make sense. What does it mean? Whenever you appoint a Shliach, let's say Ruven appoint Shimon a Shliach to make a Kiyan in a certain Chepet. So then, the Shliach makes a kiyan. What kind of a kiyan does he make? He makes a kiyan yad, he makes a kiyan boye, he makes mishichay, he makes chazoke, he makes chlitn, he makes a certain kiyan. So the shliach makes a kiyan. But when you say chotzer mishum shlichas haboye, so what kind of a kiyan does a chotzer make? What? Kiyan chotzer. The chotzer makes a kiyan chotzer. What kind of a kiyan does he make? So obviously the kiyan is a kiyan yad. Whose yad is it? The chotzer's yad. Or the bala chotzer's yad. So we have to say the bala chotzer's yad. This is the right, the hechach for this reprise. So maybe we have to say like this. So what does it mean? So chotzer mishum shlichas haboye is not like regular shlichas. Through the medium of shlichas, it becomes the yad. So maybe we cannot say this chiddush of the Bisalevi. But I don't understand why the Bisalevi had to resort to such a pill for, I mean, in answering, using the same approach, in other words, that what Rashi says, what Rashi says, that Hichad Rossi Shliach, so then Tevin Valchiv, Mokim Shchav Lachirim Iskone, is true only Alibed Rav Nachman, but not Alibed Rav Yechanan. That's his approach. So we can answer that Kashe very simply. Now, let's say, not by accepting what the Bisalevi says, that what Rashi's proposition, that Hichad Rossi Shliach, so then he can be Tevin Valchiv, that's only true, Alibed Rav Nachman.
But it's not true, Alim Rabbeinu. And according to Ramban Shimon. Now, Rab Nachman says that Harabim Mitzil Chavere is Loi Kon Chavere. Why is Loi Kon Chavere? Because Tifis Bachim Mokish Chav Lachem. So Rab Nachman obviously holds that by Mitzil is also a matter of Chav Lachem. Even though the Achirim do not have any vested interest, just an opportunity to gain something. But that's also Chav Lachem. But Rabbi Yechanan says, Magbim Mitzil Chavere Kon Chavere. Even though, so the Ramban explains it, even though Rabbi Yechanan concedes that Tifis Bachim Mokish Chav Lachem is Loi Kon Chavere, but here it's not Chav L'Acherim, because the Acherim by Chayiv, so that each Baal Chayiv has a vested interest in the chattel of the Reve. Mashayim, because of the Shibut Nuchosim, Mashayim Kei Bamitziye, the Acherim have no vested interest, they only have an opportunity, a trick, how to gain money. But that's not Chav L'Acherim, just because he deprives them of the opportunity to gain money. That's not Chav L'Acherim, that's Rabbi Yechanan. So Memele, we could say that Rashi says, Alib de Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says that even by Mitzir we apply the concept of Tevis Bachir Machish Chav Acherim. So what's the Pshat in Tevis Bachir Machish Chav Acherim? We call it Alib de Rav Nachman. Pshat is, as Rashi points out, Lav Kol Kimine. He does not have the authority to mix in somebody else's on behalf of one person when it will be a detriment to another person. So maybe it doesn't make any difference what kind of a detriment it will be to the other person. Whether it is a detriment that consists in the deprivation of a vested interest, or the detriment consists in the deprivation of a certain opportunity to gain money. It's still a detriment. People like to make money. So if you deprive them of the opportunity to make money, so it's a detriment to them. And so when there is a loche that Reuven has no right to mix in on behalf of Shimon when it will occasion detriment to it. If he mixes in for himself, fine. Even though it causes a detriment to somebody else. That is right. But to mix in on behalf, that Reuven should mix in on behalf of Shimon when it causes a detriment to Levi, he has no right. That's the pshat. Rashi says, Lav kol kiminei. Lav kol kiminei, we escape its mayor, we have lachir. It's none of your business, in other words, we tell it. We tell Reuven, it's none of your business to mix in on behalf of Shimon when it causes a detriment to Levi. When can we say it's none of your business? It's none of Reuven's business to mix in on behalf of Shimon when it causes a detriment to Levi, if Shimon didn't even appoint him as a shliach. But if Shimon appointed Reuven as a shliach, so then Reuven can say it certainly is my business. Shimon told me, appoint him as a shliach. I'm his agent. It's my business. So Mimele, Mashein Kein, according to Rabbi, he says, Amagbir Mitzir Chavir is Kone Chavir. And the Ramban explains it, not on the basis of Vigil Boi Zochon Ashi Zochon Lechavre, but on the basis of the fact that this is not Chav L'Acherim. Why? Because the Acherim do not have a vested interest in the Mitzir. They only have an opportunity to get, to acquire, but not a vested interest. So according to Rabbi Yechanan, the whole pshat in Tevis Bachim Chav L'Acherim is altogether different than it is according to Rav Nachman. According to Rav Nachman, it's a din, as Rashi points out, Lav Kol Kiminei, to mix in. Who told you to mix in? But if that person for whom he intervenes appointed me a shliach, so then we cannot say to him, Lav Kol Kiminei. He can say, he told me so. He appointed me as his agent. Mashein Kei, according to Rav Nachman, according to Rav Yechanan, he says that by Mitziyeit, so we don't apply the principle of so in other words, so Rav Nachman, so Rav Yechanan rejects this whole principle, Lav Kol Kiminei. So true, it causes a detriment, so what it causes a detriment? A person still has the right to intervene, to be Zeicher for one person, even though it causes a detriment to the other person. He still has a right, according to him. But
where Tzichiv Mamesh, where he deprives another person of the vested interest. So in order to deprive another person of vested interest, he has to be a Baldova. He has to be a Baldova. So Mimele, according to Rabbi Yechanan, so the whole reason is why, because if Reuven owes $100 to Shimon, he owes $100 to Levi, and then let's say Reuven and Shimon, one of the Malvin, so appoints Yehuda the Shliach to grab, does he become a Baldova? The halacha is that one does not become a Baldova unless he is the Shliach HaShoyim. What does Shliach HaShoyim mean? Shliach HaShoyim means that not only was he appointed by the obligee, by the creditor, by the malve, as a shliach, but he got a certain chilik in the debt. Then he becomes a baldova. But in other words, if he assigned a portion of the debt, if the malve assigned a portion of the debt that the levi owes him to the shliach, then he is called the shliach hashoy. Then the other person cannot say, well, I'm baldova in the diat, because then he becomes a baldova. He becomes a shooter in the debt. A part owner in the debt. But if he's just a shliach, then he's not a baldova. So according to Rabbi Yechanan, that he says, Tevi Machilo Shachalachirim, Rikone applies only to a chayv, where the other balchayv has a vested interest. So the whole reason, the whole rationale of Tevi Machayv is based upon the fact that in order to be payfings for a certain debt, when he deprives another one of a vested interest, he must be a baldova. Only a baldova can collect for one vested interest when he deprives another vested interest. Only a baldova. So even if he makes him a shliach, he's still not a baldova, unless he's a shliach hashoyeh. In Achname, everybody will agree, if he's a shliach hashoyeh, then he certainly can collect. So then he becomes a baldova himself. So in other words, Rashi says that only Ali bin Rav Nachman, because Rav Nachman holds that Allah of Tevi Malchim HaKishav HaKhirim applies even to Mitzieh, even though in Mitzieh there is no vested interest. So the pshat in Tevi Malchim is not that he has to be a Baldova. Why? One has to be a Baldova in order to make a Shchiyah in Mitzieh? No. Not the pshat is lav kol kiminei. He has no right to mix in on behalf of one when he causes a detriment to the other. So he has no right to mix in on behalf of one when he causes a detriment to the other. If he wasn't appointed as shliach for the one for whom he intervenes, but if he was appointed as shliach, he certainly has a right. That's Rashi's word. You can argue with it, but that's Rashi's word. Masha'inkin according to Rabbi Yechanan, who says that by mitzvah doesn't apply altogether. By mitzvah doesn't apply altogether. So the whole aloha of Tevi Malchayv is based upon the concept that in order to collect for one vested interest, when it deprives another vested interest, so we have to be a baldova. As a matter of fact, the Tshuvas Arif, the Ran in Gittin, so mentions the Tshuvas Arif. Now we say Atifit Balchim Mokim Shahab Lachirim is Loikon. So Mokim Shahab Lachirim Loikon. That means Reuven owes $100 to Shimon, he owes $100 to Levi, then Yehuda grabs for on behalf of Shimon. So it's Chav Levi. But suppose Reuven owes just $100 to Shimon. Don't owe any to Levi any money. Nothing. So then it seems that it's a double portion that anybody can grab from Reuven on behalf of Shimon, because he's not Chav Lachir. But the Rif says it's not such a double portion. The Tshuvas Arif says that even if it's not Chav Lachir, Reuven owes only $100 to Shimon. He doesn't owe to Levi anything, to nobody, just to Shimon. So no one can grab, normally, no one can grab from Reuven on behalf of Shimon. But so why does the Gemara say Tevi Malchim HaKishchav L'Acherim? Even HaTevi Malchim, even Loichav L'Acherim. But the answer is, if it's Loichav L'Acherim, so in certain situations, so one can grab on behalf of the Malo. Which situations? If, let's say, there is going to be a loss, in other words, if, let's say, Reuven owes $100 to Shimon, and Reuven is involved in a big speculative endeavor, and it is predicted with certainty that if you wait one day or two, he'll lose all the money. He'll become bankrupt. So then, in such a situation, the Jewish Ogif says, somebody can grab from Reuven, let's say, chattel money, in order to preclude the hefset to Shimon. But if this is not indispensable for the recovery of the chayv, so then, if this is not indispensable for the recovery of the chayv, so then even if it's not chav l'acherim, cannot grab. Mashenkin, if it's chav l'acherim, so even if it is indispensable, and if he will not grab, so that means that Shimon will lose the debt, so he still cannot grab. So what's the pshat? So we see from the Tshuvas Aviv that midiraisa, it's not only teifes l'bal chayv, be mocking shehav la'achirim is loikonei. Even taking the balchei be mocking shaloi chav la'achirim is loikonei. That's the shite of the Jewish Aviv. Why? Because in order to collect for a debt that a person owes, the baldomo mazbeh. It's his individual peculiar right, not somebody else's. So Mimele, and even if it's somebody else, even if he's appointed a shliach by Baldovo, but if as long as he's not a shliach HaShoye, he doesn't become a Baldovo himself. But Akonis Chachomim, in order to protect the Malve who otherwise would lose the money, so Akonis Chachomim, that if it's been working, Hefzeh,